Christian.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me on the Art of Money Radio.
Thanks for having me.
I have the privilege of having the Nigerian nightmare. So is that nickname when you were named that? Can you give us a little insight on how that started? Was it just because of the way you ran, or
it's because of the way I ran, and my teammates came up with that name, of course, in practice. But the guy that started calling me Nigerian Nightmare is Irv Eatman. Irv played at UCLA in Southern California, and he was left tackle, and in practice, guys were moving slow and always run fast and run through people in practice. So he gave me the name from practice.
Which is a pretty awesome name. I mean, I remember it. You know, when you walked in the room, that was the first way I remembered seeing you. Can you tell me a little bit about, you did track and field too in college.
Yes.
And you did, I guess, the discus, shot put, and then the hammer throw.
Yeah.
What, did you have a favorite?
Well, my favorite was the discus. Actually, I came to this country, I gained scholarship to Azusa Pacific through track and field. I was there to just run track, and my hopes was to be in the Olympics in 84.
Okay.
And when Nigeria let me out, I decided to join the football team in my junior year in college. So that's how the whole transition started.
And why did they leave you out? Nigerian nightmare out of the Olympics?
I never asked them, and nobody ever told me that.
So never heard?
I guess it's politics. I don't know. But I was heavily disappointed, and decided that I'm going to play football.
And then you were six seasons.
Yes.
And I had read, I don't know if this is true or not, but you said you just felt it was time to quit. You know, you said football was work for you. It didn't look like work. It looked effortlessly. So the way you ran the ball, you did such a great job. Why did you end up kind of hanging it up at the time you did? Are you happy you did that, or you wish you kind of pushed through a couple more years? Or?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't want to play football. My friends actually talked me to it.
Okay.
You know, they told me that I had the body of a football player. I was big, I was strong, and I was fast, that I should play football. So they pushed me into it, and when I started playing, I hated football. You know, the contact, the violence of it.
It's a very violent game.
You know, very violent, and it took a long time for me to get used to. And even when I was playing in Kansas City, I wasn't used to it. I couldn't read defenses and stuff, you know. But I didn't have to. I didn't have to because Marty Schottenheimer said, Christian, we want you to run the ball. We're going to run it a lot.
Right.
And we ran it a lot.
So you just went for the hole.
I went for the hole.
Wherever that hole popped open, you went for the hole. You didn't worry about reading the defense. You didn't worry about if you're in zone or cover or this or that. You just said, wherever the hole is, I'm going.
That's right.
And I think you led the Chiefs historically. You were the rushing leader for a long time until, I guess, Priest,
right? Priest broke it.
But you had that record for a long time. So I'd say he was right. I'd say you did it just okay. bit better than just okay.
Yeah, he was right. He was right. And, I will tell you that if it wasn't for Marty, I don't think I would have played longer because when I got into the league, I told myself that after my first contract, I was going to quit, you know. And when he got there, was the end of my first contract, and I decided, you know, that I'm going to keep playing because I led the league in rushing. You know, who's going to say no to something like that?
Sure. So I have a couple people in my office that are from Kansas City.
Okay.
So they've been big Chiefs fans their whole career, and they love watching you. What have you taken from football into your professional field today?
You know, it's the consistency. You know, every time I speak to the kids, you know, I tell you, you have to be, you know, constant. You have to be, you know, when you set a goal on the things that you want to do in life, make sure you're steady with it. You know, do it, get used to it, make it a part of you. And so everything that I do, for instance, working with kids, I have to be consistent. I have to be steady with it.
What do you do when you work with kids? Can you get
into
that?
I just try to motivate them, try to bring them out of their environment, bring them to a new environment where they can see new things in life.
Sure.
Make it easier for them to set goals.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes when kids are in their environment, in a poor neighborhood, all they know is that their neighborhood, you know. But if you bring them out of it,
that's their reality.
Get professionals to speak to them and kind of give them new ideas. You will give them new ideas to set goals.
Kind of like thinking out of the box, so to speak.
That's right.
So they get, whoa, there's a little bit more to life than my my surroundings here.
Yes.
Given some goals and objectives.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of give back in the community.
You have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all have to, all of us.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, thank you for being on the show today.
I appreciate it.
It's been fun to have you here and getting a little bit of insight into what made you a very, very special football player.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.